I'm Rona Tarrant. In Greece, at least 74 people have died and more than 200 people have been injured in a series of wildfires that broke out east of the capital. One of the fires swept through the coastal town of Mati, trapping people in cars and on the edge of cliffs. The fire yesterday afternoon was one of several that broke out in the country amid a sweltering heatwave. Greece issued an urgent appeal to the European Union for help to tackle the fires. Rescuers are racing to find survivors after a dam in Lao collapsed late on Monday, flooding several villages and killing at least 20 people. At least 100 people are still missing and thousands have lost their homes after the collapse of part of the hydroelectric power project. The dam was 90% complete and had been set to start operating commercially next year. Fractures were first discovered on the dam on Sunday before it collapsed. Voting is underway in Pakistan after an election campaign overshadowed by concerns of manipulation and violence. Nearly 106 million people are registered to vote for members of the lower house of parliament and four provincial assemblies. The PTI party of former star cricketer Imran Khan is hoping to beat former leader Nawaz Sharif's PMLN party. Hundreds of thousands of troops have been deployed to secure the ballot following numerous attacks on voters and candidates in the run-up to the vote. The bishops of East Africa have praised the peace efforts that brought an end to the two-decade war between Eritrea and Ethiopia. In a statement, the bishops said the accord was an example for other African countries and appealed for peace where ethnic divisions have caused escalating conflicts that undermine human dignity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.